before we turn to Let's Go to the Movies, Franklin, I thought we'd talk a little bit about transformations and renewal.
Oh, good, yes.
Okay, so you want to introduce it?
Well, it started at Christmas time. Over
a bottle of Armagnac.
You and I were having. And we're sitting in front of the fire talking, and we got to talking about the way that so many of the people that we deal with are hardworking, competent people, and they feel isolated. They look at the world around them that seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, and they work by standards of honesty and competence, and they wonder, am I the last person left in the world who lives this way? And so part of what we want to do is to put people together who help people network, who don't really so that they don't feel alone in the world. And I mean, because you and I are both Christians, we think about this in terms of, you know, faith, which is, I think, necessary, because when you live in the world where everything you see is going bad around you, it's pretty hard to reach through that, to look through what you see to the unseen. And the truth is unseen. I mean, it's known, but it's unseen.
Well, I was very struck by a couple things. One was at Christmas, we had a couple people over to your house for Christmas Eve dinner,
mm-hmm.
and who met a group of people, you know, who are part of our network, and they came away saying, oh my God, we're not alone. I saw how jazzed they were by meeting other people like them, because I think part of the challenge for the kind of people who end up in our network is, you know, they want to understand what's really going on, but not a lot of people don't. And so they're, you know, they're looking for people who understand what's going on. And what happens is when you realize the world is changing and there's real trouble underneath the carpet, the first thing you do is you start going to different places on the internet, and you end up wasting a lot of time going down a lot of the wrong, you know, there's a lot of bad advice out there. And I think one of the things you and I want to do is get enough people together who can start not, you know, we can protect each other from what I call going down the rabbit hole and wasting too much time on bad advice.
Why don't you just say it? Why don't you just say that the world is filled with negative people, and especially the internet, and they will suck all of the energy out of your body if you let them, waiting
right.
for the end of the world. And
right.
You and I decided a long time ago is, whether it works or not, I'm not going to sit around waiting for the end of the world. I'm going to start rebuilding. I'm going to try to build the kind of world I want to see. And if everything collapses and goes to hell in a handbasket, well, it just does. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep on working. And I'm not going to be sucked down into that hole of fear where I'm completely paralyzed by everything that might go wrong in the world. And
right. It's amazing
This is not pie in the sky. I have seen people, Catherine, and you have too, whose lives have literally been ruined because they became captured by all of that negative thinking and all of that expectation of disaster, so that they couldn't even live in today, let alone tomorrow.
Right. It's amazing how much you can get done when you just decide to ignore all the trouble and go forth, you know, building what you need to. But anyway, so the idea of transformations and renewals, and I should just say we have a new website that describes the conference. It's October 12th to 14th, and I put the link up in the Salir report in the subscriber space for this Precious Metals Market Report, and we sent out a note to Salir Report subscribers, and so you can just go to the website and check it out. But it's going to be October 12th to 14th in Tennessee, and that is a beautiful, magical time in Tennessee. It's going to be at Franklin's Church, Christ Our Hope. It's just so beautiful. And you'll really be in the country, because to get to the church you have to drive through a stream and over a stream and bring a car that can get muddy. Anyway, so I'm really looking forward to it. You can learn more about it on the web. Anything else about transformations and renewals, Franklin, before we go on?
I'm just looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun. I really am, because I suspect that you and I are going to learn an awful lot from the folks that come as well. And I think so.
And I should just say it's limited to 50 registrants. And so with volunteers and speakers, it's going to be about 65 people. We want to keep it really small and intimate, and give, it's going to be, as you'll see from the description on the website, a lot of chance to get to know people and for everybody to get listened to and heard.